Brenda Wilberding, our president of the Fremont Area Chamber. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you brought some people with.
Sure did.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
air comfort.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it to it.
Yeah.
Guys, let's introduce yourselves, and then we'll kind of talk about what's going on here for the holidays.
Chris,
I saw Ian push that mic away from himself.
No.
Chris, can you help him?
Yeah, give him a pat on the back.
My name is Ian. I'm the director of marketing here at Air Comfort Heating
Air. Welcome.
I'm Chris. I'm general manager at Air Comfort.
Yeah, and you've been here how many years, Chris?
This is our fourth year coming in and chatting with you about this time of year, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably I don't keep track, but it seems like it's been. Every year, you've been in right before Christmas.
Hey, that's the goal, man.
Yeah. No, tell us a little bit more about why you're here.
Well, we are here because it's our favorite time of the year. This is the time for the what we call the gift of comfort. So this is an opportunity for us as a business to give back to the communities we serve. And what we do is we reach out to the communities directly, looking for nominations for people who are in need of a new furnace, heat pump, air conditioner, sometimes air purification system for their home, 100% based on need. So we take nominations on our website, and we sit down as a leadership team. We go through the nominations, find some stories that hit us the hardest, you know, the people that are in the, dire need. And what we do is we go out and give them whatever they need to get comfortable in their home. Sometimes it's a furnace, sometimes it's a furnace and an air conditioner, 100% free of charge.
Okay. So if I want to nominate somebody, the website is?
AirComfortNE.com.
Okay.
And then right underneath the initial banner on top, there's a second red banner. It says Gift of Heat Nominations. It's a real easy to fill out form. Everything is completely confidential. We're just looking for the story and, what these people or person have done to deserve a gift like this.
You can also nominate people on our Facebook as well. The same link is right on our Facebook.
Okay.
Good. Comfort Any as well. So
maybe give me an example from last year or one of the other years of someone who received a.
All of them have been
probably a good story
impactful.
There, though.
Yeah, there was one gentleman in Columbus. I think this is the second year that I was involved in it. Gentleman in Columbus that had an autoimmune disorder that if he used his muscles too much, they went into atrophy.
Mm.
So got to the point where he was, he's bedridden. Young dude in his 40s, married, 4 kids, no furnace.
Oh, my gosh.
Furnace broke, and they were keeping the house warm with space heaters. So one of the members of the community nominated him. We went out there and, did a full system for him. Furnace, AC, a duct cleaning because his respiratory issues were there as well.
Sure.
Duct cleaning and then put in a UV air purification. Got the full gamut, and that was probably one of the most emotional phone calls I've ever had to
I'll
make.
Bet. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's truly just life-changing for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, even to be the person who goes there had to be pretty emotional for that person to work on their home.
They really enjoy going out and doing these installs. Not that they don't like going
out
and working
all the others,
in general.
Right.
But, when we have the ability to do something awesome like this, they love to be a part of it.
So what's the time period, Ian, right now? Folks can nominate people?
Yes, they can. It's kind of open-ended right now. We don't really have a hard stop. We just want to make sure we get as many applicants as possible. So, and then once we kind of get a story like that, that kind of gets you in your feels, I think that's where we kind of pull the trigger and do the install.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. So last year, was it here in Fremont or was it Columbus?
Last year,
because I know you have different locations.
Yeah, last year it was in Fremont. The year before, I think we found a disabled veteran we helped out in Valley.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And the year before that, it was Columbus. And now you're really starting to stretch the memory.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've done 2 in Fremont, 1 in Valley, 1 in Columbus at this point. And that's just during my tenure here.
Yeah.
Steve and Bart have been doing this for much longer than that.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's just one example of giving back. I know when it comes around 4th of July and Memorial Day, you guys have a good, strong connection with veterans, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, how can you not be a patriotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
We paint our vans red, white, and blue for a reason. We do a lot to support the vets. We do a lot with St. Jude. Toys for Tots is huge for us as well.
They even hire vets, too. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
good.
We did this fella right here.
thank you for your service, thank first you. Of all. What branch were you in?
I was in the Navy for 11 years. I was on submarines. So.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you guys just kind of finished up a Toys for Tots, didn't you?
Yeah. You want to chat about that one?
Yep, we did. We just actually turned it in. We had 21 boxes of toys.
Whoa.
That we turned in. We had, I think, 11 from the toy drives from the Columbus and Fremont Walmart, and then all the rest were from all the businesses that we collected from. But yeah, 21 boxes. That's
awesome. Yeah.
Good feeling turning those into the Marines. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really neat.
I loved your story this morning that you were saying that somebody called you and they're like, we have an extra box. And you're like, oh, okay. And you're like, oh no, there's like extra, like two extra boxes that we can
called me on Saturday and they're like, yeah, we got an extra one. We need an extra box. It's just literally overflowing when I got there to pick it up. I mean, there's bags of toys everywhere. I'm like, this is amazing.
Thank you. Awesome. Oh my gosh.
Shout out to Eternal Tattoos there.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
That was Eternal that had overflowing boxes. And then as always, Martini's Cafe. They've got a great level of participation with Toys for Tots out there.
You just happened to go in there, or did you go in for breakfast?
I go in there for breakfast. I was there yesterday. My kid likes pancakes for lunch.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, there you go. That's a perfect place. Little hidden secret down there in downtown Fremont, for sure. Good people. Anything else to share this morning, guys? We'll, of course, encourage people to go to the Facebook page and to the website and nominate folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Very good. Brenda, anything else going on? I know right now you kind of slow down.
We get like a couple of weeks that are a little quiet just so that we can rest to get going for 2024. We do have, in 2024, please go and check out the Chamber website. We have the Fremont Area Habitat for Humanity ribbon cutting coming up on the 12th. We have Doctors of Physical Therapy ribbon cutting coming up on the 16th. And then, of course, we have that Spanish networking group that's been meeting. So if you're interested in coming to Spanish networking, reach out to us. If you have somebody in your company that's interested in coming, please come. It is a bilingual event, but it is conducted in English. So anybody is welcome to come and be a part of this community and learn more. It's really incredible. The other thing that I put on everybody's radar is our annual banquet is going to be on February 9th. So tickets will start selling Friday. So if you are interested in getting a table, you can check that out coming this Friday on our website. And we will also soon be announcing our finalist for the Small Business, Large Business, and Workforce Game Changer of the Year.
Good deal. Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. State of the City also coming up, I think.
State of the City is also coming up
January?
On January 23rd. Yes.
Very good. All right.
And that's almost sold out. So if you want tickets, I would suggest going on today.
Holy cow. Yeah.
All right.
Chris, Ian, thank you, guys. Air Comfort Company. Again, the website, aircomfortne.com.
Yes, sir.